Real education. Mistakes and misunderstandings divide humanity today. Nothing can be done because varying levels of education interfere with unity. One of the biggest mistakes is ineffective education, tricking students into believing that they are educated. Miseducation, fake education, ineffective education makes us blind. Truths and facts are drowned in an ocean of conflicting and equally wrong opinions. Real education is the key to unity, to a common grasp on reality. But all the roads there are obscured by confused and confusing chatter. It is not until we accept the responsibility for our own education that we will start learning for real. The biggest mistake is borders. Groups of wealthy, uneducated people coming together to decide the future of their nations. These men claim greatness and hold up their experience as proof. But experience is no substitute for wisdom. On the surface, experience makes a person indistinguishable from a wise one. The first clue to distinguish the two is found in length of vision. When they get around to speaking of problems of today, they will give excuses that they know, from experience, will hold up. But they will dismiss the future entirely, because to speak of the future, a person needs a direction, a vision, an objective, a purpose, a wisdom. Men of experience are too small-minded, too blind and limited, too shallow, too fragile to see into things that have no impact on them. Our levels of education are insufficient to directly address the problems that we face today. There are too few well-educated, knowledgeable, and wise beings to repair anything right now. An uneducated voting majority is all too easily swayed and misled. And our poverty will prevent our generation from relearning. One of the worst things about general poverty is that it induces a poverty of mind, out of lack of time, out of stress and fear and discomfort. Reality has no borders, as climate change and pandemics teach us. In reality, we are one human family. And in reality, poverty is tearing the world apart. It is keeping us weak. In reality, a teenager in a dictatorship on the other side of the world is your friend. They would love you if you sent them popular snacks from your city, some photos and music. They are family. There are people out there who would be genuinely kinder to you than some of your own family members. It is so sad that we label each other with the names of our nations and then return to tend to whatever poverty we are facing at the moment. Yes, internet, student exchange, programs like Peace Corps, and documents like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights help us to see in our confused state. But it is just a tiny sliver of light. Poverty of mind alone is almost unaffected by it. United Nations has its hands tied. Without an appropriate level of education, General Assembly will stand in a constant state of disagreement. Without a plan to unite and eliminate poverty, we are all equally wrong. And we can't have unity and prosperity without knowledge and wisdom. Liars would instantly invent something that they stand to lose and tear the world right up. Do you hear me? Do you see what I am saying? We are one. It is all of us or none. The way to fix it is by inventing educational programs that really help children to knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. Because until we hold long-term visions fueled by knowledge and wisdom, the only thing we can agree on is what the liars want us to believe in. Real education is the thing that leads us to have thoughts independent to what is on TV and in the newspapers. It helps us see who the liars are. Real education grants us intellectual independence, where audiobook by book, we all independently gain a valid grasp on reality. Organized education will always bend under the threat of being defunded or kept in poverty. It will help to invent brand name institutions that are only better in the name, but all equally ineffective. Organized education will rip talent out of children. It will sand it down until they are all equally lost. Mixed with poverty, most parents won't even be granted the ability to care about what is happening to the minds of their children because the babysitting is good. Organized education ends up causing harm to children's intellectual development. It holds them back and causes so much stress that it is impossible to learn. Organized education is such a problem that even the best minds of our generations are still thinking about free college, about paying those fraudulent institutions instead of funding ones that are capable of real education. Things are pretty bad. Thankfully, we are infinite in our capacity to deal with real dangers, especially the ones that tear our family apart. Real education is based on students' predispositions and curiosities. For example, when someone is interested in the moon or stars at night, that marks an entry point into science fiction, astrophysics, astrography, and if they continue to care, optics, mathematics, physics, writing, and so on. Most children won't care for stars very long because they are interested in exploring all of the universe. And that is even better because there is a multitude of passageways they can use to walk through all the sciences. But it has to be their own walking, their own direction, and at their own pace. We have to honor their predispositions and curiosities. The students are the future. We have to remove grades, tests, graduation, classrooms, time divisions, subject divisions, rows of seats, groupings of any kind, be it age or area of study. We have to replace the teacher with personalized learning and tutors. And we have to give the students what they need. A telescope, a fast single-board computer with all the sensors and servos they could ever need. They need the ability to launch satellites, to operate small remotely operated submarines and small drones. They need access to things they are curious about. And if a student is walking a dangerous path, then it is a path that has been walked many times before. They are asking a question, and they need powerful answers. They have to see what war is like, what prisons are like, what concentration camps are like, and what love is like. And they will learn. At the time of writing this in 2020, I realized that there are three nations that operate concentration camps, which is probably to say that there are many more. And they need to see that too. They need to see gang violence. And if they are still around, meet up with Father Gregory Boyle's boys. For they have surely become great beings. Nothing goes wrong in real education. Real education is about reality. About really growing up and really being human. And when our students grow up, become voters, senators, and congresswomen and congressmen, then the liars and pretenders will lose their hold on humanity. And then the members of General Assembly of United Nations can finally have their day in agreement and unity. My friends, never lose hope. If something important can't happen today, it only means that you are to begin building the bridge for others to eventually get there. Real education is that bridge. It is that first step. The second is actually many overlapping steps that will happen all at once, all around the world. What you have to do is make sure that the students get to own or hold in their own hands the many tools that they need to learn, to explore the human condition, and the sciences, and the world, and the stars, as those are their countless bookmarks and the stepping stones to their boundless steps. Children want to learn. And that is all the hope that humanity will ever need.